Since 1897, Smucker's has been making the most delicious jellies and jams using only the finest fruits and hooves on Earth. But now Smucker's wants to branch out, and that's why we're introducing new Smucker's barbecue sauce. Smucker's uses only the finest ingredients in Smucker's. Smucker's! With a name like Smucker's, it's gotta be barbecue sauce.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Yeah. I think you should do it.
Do what?
Live from aisle 9 at your local Kroger's. It's the podcast that's always funny, never runny. With your host, America's lovable little teddy bear, Jesse Perry, everybody.
Oh, wow.
We love you. We love you, Jesse. We love you.
What are
you
doing?
That, I can only describe that intro as condescending.
No, stop. I love you.
It was a verbal pat on my head. No. I am disgusted. Stop patting my head.
Sit on my lap.
Welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
With me, as always, is Mark Anunson, the Fungineer.
It's good to be here, friend.
The talent, Mr. Sean Parrott.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
And our special, all too infrequent guest, Mr. Brad Edwards.
Yeah.
Brad Edwards. Whoa. Sorry. Sorry.
You all right?
Good. Everybody okay?
I'm good.
Well, I want to thank Brad, first of all, for bringing our new sponsors.
Mm.
This is going to be a very corporate sponsor heavy show.
Mm-hmm.
The good people at Smucker's.
Yeah.
We just got Smucker's.
Thank you.
Smucker's.
What the?
Thanks to Brad. Yeah. He's also in our sales division. thanks to him for closing the Smucker's account.
Well, you know.
This is going to generate a lot more revenue for us. But, you know, he's not the only great sponsor we have. We have plenty of sponsors from around the world. Let's go to one now.
Well, hello, whoa, everybody. I'm Colonel Jebediah Tiberius Bartholomew Baca the 14th. Give me $10. Now, I ain't here to sell you nothing. This is more of a how-to. You're probably wondering, Colonel, I want a Blu-ray player. Give me one. No! But I can tell you how to make one. If you're like me, you're tired of watching regular old DVDs on your fancy big TV. If you're like me, and I know most of you are because I'm an American, you want a Blu-ray player, but you don't want to slap down all that green stuff for a Blu-ray. Well, make your own Blu-ray player. Take a cereal box, an empty one. Don't be stupid. Okay, you got your cereal box? Good. Now just install a motherboard, a CPU, a video card, 2 gigs of memory, a power supply, a USB port, a piece of plastic about the size of a DVD, and something blue. Snap, crackle, kernel. You got your own Blu-ray player. Buy my nuggets. Yeehaw!
For over 4,000 years, Smucker's has been producing the most delicious goosh-boosh. And that's why Smucker's introducing new Smucker's douche, made for the most smuckery smuckers. Just listen to these satisfied mother Smucker's.
Wow, honey, your vagina tastes like grapes.
This yeast infection is so painful.
Smucker's, with a name like Smucker's, it's gotta be douche. Smuckers.
Smuckers. Smuckers douche.
Mm.
Loved it. I wish I had a vagina so I could clean it with Smuckers douche.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
You can use it for other stuff.
Thank you so much, Brad, for landing that valuable account.
You're welcome, guys.
Now, we got a pretty cool thing coming up that I want my good friend, the talent, Mr. Sean Parrott, to introduce. Sean?
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. My friend Charles Ives and I have created the most evil metal band of ever.
What?
Ooh. We're called The Dead Dead.
Oh, my God.
We're very evil, and this is our Ooh. Song. Mm. This is a song we worked
and
on.
What's the name of the song?
It is called The Devil's Antiperspirant, Ooh. Or The Underarm of Eternal Suffering.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. Here's The Dead Dead, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoa. Wow.
I know, Art. Isn't it the most evil thing you've ever heard, ever?
It is evil. It's like if evil
yeah.
and fucked up had a baby.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And the baby died.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And
sorry.
Then somebody and then, ate the baby. Wow. Yeah.
And then it came back to life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, zombie vomit evil fucked up baby
yeah.
music.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was really good. That was really good. But honestly,
yeah.
Sean, I'd like to hear a longer song by you.
Yeah. Okay.
One with lyrics.
Yeah.
With music.
Yeah.
With melody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With beats.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you can only find it either on Sean's CDs or
you only
or exclusively on Sean and on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop to Do Best of. That's right. We're doing an early CD shell.
Oh.
Which volume are you talking about?
That would be volume one.
Oh, that's a good
just
one.
Volume one for
that
now.
That is a good one.
Oh my
Six
God.
Other volumes coming up.
How much is that?
That is only $10.
Only $10.
You can buy
Wait,
it.
Jesse.
Guys.
What?
Everybody.
You've made a mistake.
Everybody,
you
please.
Said $10.
Everyone. Everyone. Fucking everyone.
Did you mean $1,000?
That's how much it's worth.
Did you, American dollars or euros?
It's worth $10.
Hold on.
Well, I know that.
But you can buy it only at mangydog.com, M-A-N-G-Y-D-O-G.com, and you can buy it through PayPal. So please, let's hear a clip. This is also from Sean Parrott. This is the great Chick with a D,
hey.
Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
I'm a chick with a dick, with a suck my dick and my tits. I'm a chick with a dick. I'm a chick with a dick. Suck my dick and the dick. I'm a chick with a dick, with a suck my dick and my tits. I'm a chick with a dick. Suck my dick and my tits. Well, it's time to play the crying game. I'll introduce myself so you know my name. Well, they call me Glenna Glenda. My skills are sweet like Splendor. If you wanna take it to the hole, then I'm a goaltender. Cause you might not find what you expect. There ain't no puss, just any wreck. Show me if you want. My rhymes are fat and yours are gone. Oh, I bet it hurts to be knocked down a peg by a sexy bitch with a third leg.
I'm a chick with a dick, with a suck my dick in my tits. I'm a chick with a dick. Suck my dick and my tits.
Yeah.
I'm a chick with a dick.
With a
suck my dick and my tits. I'm a chick with a dick. Suck my dick and my tits.
I remember when I was a little girl boy, just sitting on a floor, playing with my toys. I could have never imagined that they would call me a freak, cause I'm the only girl in class who stands up to take a leak. But now I'm big and I'm strong and I look sexy in a thong, as long as there's a hiding place to tuck my schlong. So call me a freak, call me an abomination, but I got the best rack and package combination.
I'm a chick with a dick, with a suck my dick and my tits. I'm a chick with a dick, suck my dick and my tits.
Oh, it was so hard growing up like this, but now I've grown. So suck my dick, suck my dick. Suck, 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 suck. Suck.
dick. Oh. Suck. Suck my dick. Don't call me a freak. I'm a chicken, chicken with a dick. Don't call me a freak. I'm a chicken, chicken with a dick.
Since the dawn of man, Smucker's been providing the wholesome goodness of jellies and jams. Smucker's makes you smile. And Smucker's now wants to branch out, and that's why Smucker's is introducing new Smucker's cyanide tablets. Smucker's cyanide coated with the most delicious poisons on earth, including poison berry, hemlock, and Smucker's. And Smucker's, with a name like Smucker's, it's gotta be Smucker's. Who's a Smucker? Who's a Smucker? You're a Smucker. Look at your local grocery freezer for a Smucker.
Yes. Smuckers?
Uh-huh.
Smucker cyanide tablets. I gotta say, did you hear the final part where it said available at your local grocer's freezer?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird.
That's shady.
I hope the Smucker people aren't sued for that, because that's not their saying. I don't want to stir the pot anymore. But let's just move on. Now, let me ask you guys, are you ready for some stand-up?
Born ready.
Hold up, wait. Yeah.
Born. Now you are?
Yeah.
Man, I am too. We are so glad to have downloaded this clip from somewhere else. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stephen Wright. Only on the Mangy Dog.
Nowhere else. Except Sean's.
Exclusively on the CD we got this from, and on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo. I used to be a parking attendant in Boston at Logan Airport. I parked jets. They let me go, though, because I kept locking the keys in them. One day I was on an 86-foot stepladder trying to get in the window with a coat hanger. I was arrested today for scalping low numbers at the deli. Sold a number 3 for $28. I was once walking through the forest alone, and a tree fell right in front of me, and I didn't hear it. I used to be a narrator for bad mimes. I live in a house that's on the median strip of a highway. Very nice grassy area, I like it. The only thing I don't like about it is when I leave my driveway, I have to be going 60 miles an hour. I have a microwave fireplace. I can lay down in front of the fire for the evening in 8 minutes. Well, you can't have everything. Where would you put it? Sometimes you can't hear me, it's because sometimes I'm in parentheses. Are there any questions? I'm feeling kind of hyper. About 4 years ago, it was yesterday. Went to the hardware store and bought some used paint. It was in the shape of a house. I also bought some batteries, but they weren't included. So I had to buy them again. I had trouble going home from there because I had parked my car in a tow-away zone. When I came back, the entire area was gone. One time the police stopped me for speeding and they said, don't you know the speed limit is 55 miles an hour? I said, yeah, I know, but I wasn't going to be out that long. When I was a baby, I kept a diary. Recently, I was rereading, and it said, day one, still tired from the move. Day two, everybody talks to me like I'm an idiot. I remember turning from 1 year old to 2 years old. I was real upset because I figured in 1 year, my age doubled. This keeps up. By the time I'm 6, I'll be 90. It was my birthday recently. My birthday, I got a humidifier and a dehumidifier. Put them in the same room, let them fight it out. Then I filled my humidifier with wax. Now my room's all shiny.
Minutes after the Big Bang, Smuckers opened their doors for business and started making the bestest jellies and douches. Now Smuckers wants to branch out, so we've decided to take our jellies and jams and freeze them on a stick. So try our new ice-cold Smucker Shuckers. Look for them in your local grocers.
Wait a minute, not so fast.
Who are you?
I'm sorry. How rude of me. Please allow me to introduce myself. Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm doing a commercial.
That's what you think. I've been listening to you for a while now, Sonny, Jim. And I don't mind you peddling your jams and jellies. I don't mind you selling your barbecue sauce, your cyanide tablets, or your douches. But the second you step out the jelly aisle and into your local grocer's freezer, then you're on the Cornish's turf, and you're going to have to pay the toll.
I don't think I understand. All I'm doing is selling delicious jellies.
And that's another thing. Stop trying to be so goddamned adorable all the time. It's fucking annoying.
But Smuckers just makes you...
Say Smuckers one more time. Please, I want you to. I will fucking murder you. Now get the fuck out of here. This is my gig now.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. Are you looking for an ice cold treat? We'll try Smucker's new ice-cold Smucker Suckers, made from the finest ingredients on Earth. That's ice-cold Smucker Suckers. Look for them in your local grocer's freezer. And remember, with a name like Cornish, it's gotta be ice-cold.
Wow! I had a feeling the Cornish was going to show up and kick a little ass.
He had to.
You don't like it.
Man, this has been a fantastic episode. You guys having fun?
Great time, guys. Yeah. He's drinking.
Well, we're going to be winding up here so we can all go our separate ways and do our separate drugs. But I just want to say that I'm ready to go. Now, let's go around the room. First of all, was the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
It's good to see you, friends. Yeah. And I will be in White Bluff sometime in December. Check Nashville stand-up, if you would. Click on my face.
Yes, indeed. Click on it off. And if you see him in public, click on it there, too. Sean Parrott, the talent, where will you be later on?
I will be in White Bluff sometime in December.
You fantastic. You and Brad Edwards, lie. Where on earth
Guys,
will you be?
I'm all over the place. Why don't you check me out at MySpace?
/Brad_Edwards or just, you know what, don't even do it. I don't care.
Nice. For more info, go to NashvilleStandup.com.
Ask Chad.
Click on Brad's face.
And just, if you see Chad in the street, just ask him. He knows not only what he's doing, but what everybody else is doing as well. This has been a fantastic episode. We will see you next week. Now let's end it on a song of hope and inspiration. For Mark Anunson, Sean Parrott, Brad Edwards, I'm Jesse Perry. Thank you for coming to whatever. Bye.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be. He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's one who will never leave you flat.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to pray and how to save my soul. He taught me how to praise my God and still play rock and roll. The music may sound different, but the message is the same. It's just an instrument to praise his name.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I tried to run and hide, but Jesus came and found me, and he touched me down inside. He is like a mountie, he always gets his man, and he'll zap you any way he can. Zap.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He loves me when I'm right. He loves me when I'm wrong. He loves me when I waste my time by writing silly songs. He loves me when I'm quiet and I have nothing to say. He'll love me when I'm perfect if I ever get that way.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
That's terrific, Sal. Thank you very much. Beautiful, beautiful. Well.